Standing in a comfortable posture with your feet hip width apart. Your knees are slightly bent, they are unlocked. Your arms are hanging loosely next to the side, and your head is in line with the spine. And if that feels okay to you, you could close your eyes and tune in how things are right now for you. How's the body this morning? Listening very closely to the body. Is it tired? Is it a bit painful? Or a bit stiff? What's there in the body? And how's the mind? Is it as agitated? Is it a bit anxious? Or calm? So just noticing what's there. Not wanting it to be different. That's what we start with, and it's okay. And when you're ready, lifting your toes a little bit, spreading them, and then putting them down a bit further away so that you have a firmer grip in the ground. And sensing this. And as a first movement that I'd like to propose to you, we are going to lift our arms to the side with an in-breath. So as we breathe in, the hand palms are turned upwards. The arms move upwards towards the ceiling on the sides of our body, all the way up. And once they are at pointing towards the ceilings, your hands, they touch each other. So the hands are touching each other. You are really stretched in this position and you take in this, continue to take in a deep breath. And as the out breath comes, you bring your hands down in front of your body in a centering movement. And when the hands are in front of your chest, you turn the hands and the fingers point downwards. They go further down and in. You have this opening movement towards the ceiling, stretching all the way towards the ceiling. Your hands are touching each other at the top. And as you breathe out, your hands move downwards in front of your face, in front of your chest. And then the fingers turn downwards. You breathe out deeply. And you continue this movement on your own rhythm. It's a Tai Chi movement. And as good as you can, focusing on this movement. So trying to bring your mind and your body together. Focusing on the sensations of this movement. Feeling the difference between this opening and stretching movement and this centering movement when you breathe out. Opening and widening, stretching with the in-breath and centering with the out-breath. And continuing just for a little bit more, comparing the two, being there with every single move. bringing your mind back over and over again when it's distracted. And last time, letting your arms rest to your sides, back in the initial posture with your knees unlocked, your eyes closed if that's okay for you, and feeling the after effects of the movement. Has anything changed in your body now? What has changed? Do you feel a little warmer or more energy? Is the breathing deeper? Did you notice some pain or releasing of tensions? Just noticing. And next, we are going to do a gentle shoulder roll, which you can also do on the rhythm of your breath. So as you breathe in, the shoulders go up. And as you breathe out, they go down. So this movement is composed of four parts. First, the shoulders go up, then they go backwards and down, forward, up, backwards and down. And again, trying to be mindful of this movement and sensing, changing directions from the back to the front. And combining it with deep breathing. And if this movement hurts because you have lots of tensions in this part, you can do it slower. Or not do it at all. Or do another one instead. And then letting go. Coming back in this initial posture of feeling your body, noticing the difference, sensing what's there, what has changed. And now, final movement. We are allowing the arms to swing around our body. And the head is following. So every time you turn backwards, you look over your shoulder and you clap on your butt. This is a twist in your spine, allowing the opposite foot to move as well, so that your rotation is even bigger. Just noticing. And letting the arms finish off slowly in front of the body. Again, having your knees bent a little. Just standing here and feeling the after effects of the movement. With your eyes closed, if that feels okay for you. What has changed? How's the body now? Maybe you feel an increase of energy, or warmth, Maybe you notice some releasing of tensions. Maybe you feel a little more pain. Just noticing how things are now. And now for this second part, you can either stay standing or sit down or even lie down. Whatever feels good for you. So finding a posture or staying in standing posture. And just tuning into this posture. The contact of your body with the chair or cushion or mat. Of your feet with the ground or mat. And your hands with whatever they are resting upon. And when you're ready, tuning into your breath, wherever you feel it most. For me, it's the belly, and I will guide it with the belly. But if you prefer another spot, you can take that too. So feeling this movement of your belly with the breath. You can even put one or two hands on it if you like. Allowing it to soften. And to follow the natural way of breathing. Noticing how the belly moves up with the in-breath. Just a little, or expands, and how it moves down or contracts with the out-breath. As good as you can, focus on the breathing. Letting it be your anchor, from which you can observe everything that arises. If distractions come, like thoughts or physical sensations, you can give them your attention for a moment exploring them. And then drop back into the breathing. Feeling the rising and falling of your belly with the breath. Knowing that it's not a problem when you're distracted. It's normal. Your mind will get lost in all kinds of things. But it's the moment when you notice it, that's when you're back. And you can start over again. Every in-breath, a new beginning. New energy, fresh air entering your body. Being curious about the in-breath. How is it actually when you breathe in? Every out-breath, a letting go, releasing of old air. How is it to breathe out? How does that feel in the body? And how are these moments between the in-breath and the out-breath? These turning points. How does that feel? Now observing the whole process of breathing again. The physical side. How does that feel in the body? Maybe you notice that this rhythmic coming and going has something reassuring. Calming. Maybe you notice that you are quite distracted today. And that's okay too. You can come back at any moment. Start fresh again when you notice that you are distracted. And for this last moment, taking the intention to just be there for the last couple of breaths in this meditation. Taking some deep breaths. If you like, bringing a gentle smile to your lips by lifting the corners of your mouth. And then bringing the practice to a close. And opening your eyes again.